For roofing salesman Jim Martin, the economy has taken its toll.
A lot of people right now are trying to wait to get their roofing done, even repairs.
Martin works for Cornerstone Roofing and Gutters in Pueblo West. It's a family-run business that's been around for over 30 years, and it's now one of the newest members of the Southern Colorado Barter Club.
We just thought it was a good idea due to the fact that the way the economy's going right now. And I think that any idea that would help families, small business owners, things to that effect is a really good idea.
Southern Colorado Barter Club founder Dr. Bob Hunter is a Pueblo native, though he now lives in Beulah. After spending 15 years in California and building a chiropractic business there, largely in part due to a barter club, he says he knew when he returned to Colorado it was something he wanted to do.
I was basically going to retire, but then the economy kind of went downhill in 2008. And I always thought Pueblo would be a perfect place for a barter club, just because, you know, we're always trying to keep Pueblo business in Pueblo, keep everybody from going to Springs and Denver shopping, keep them from shopping on the internet, and just try to help support the mom-and-pop businesses.
So with a handful of friends joining to start the club in early 2010, it's now grown to about 85 members, and Hunter says he signs up about 4 to 5 new businesses a week. Carrie Garcia and Lisa Von Kolben say they've been around since the beginning. They run Posh & Company Hair Salon in Pueblo, right next door to Hunter's current chiropractic office. Both say they fared all right in the down economy, but Von Kolben says the club can help soften the blow.
Because you can, like, things that you wouldn't normally budget into your budget, you know, everybody's hurting right now, and, like, they wouldn't go out to eat 5 times a week or 1 time a month, or you know what I'm saying, and you can do that more. You can get your carpets cleaned when you would wait for that, because that's a big purchase.
And Hunter says that's the sort of mentality that helps the club grow and the businesses within it, especially in the current economy.
And the problem is there's just not a lot of cash floating around right now. Banks are afraid to lend money. People are afraid to spend money. And the nice thing about barter is it's kind of discretionary income. You can't use it to pay your taxes. You can't use it to pay your mortgage. So, you know, if you want to go out to dinner and you've got money in your account, what the heck? You know, go out to dinner. And we're just trying to help stimulate the economy and keep things going.
The bank-like system allows businesses to barter for credits, or barter bucks, and then those credits can be used at any other business within the club. There's a one-time fee to sign up, and businesses pay a 10% fee to the club on any outgoing barter. But for Carrie Garcia, the benefits far outweigh the costs.
In using barter, I'm actually growing my business besides my barter business, because people who aren't necessarily in the barter club or who aren't able to be a part of the barter club are being referred to us as well.
Garcia and Von Kolben estimate that since being in the club, their client base has grown 30% from barter customers and an additional 10% from referrals from barter club members. And for a business like roofing that can rely on referrals, Jim Martin says the barter club can make a difference.
It's helping people that might be afraid to delve into something, you know, be it any new kind of service or something that they might actually need. I think this gives them the opportunity to be able to cut back maybe on some profit, but be able to get a product that they want.
Founder Hunter says membership is currently based on referrals, and they mostly trade dollar for dollar. For the time being, the bulk of members are in Pueblo, though Hunter says he's branching out to other Southern Colorado communities, with members already from Beulah, Trinidad, and Rocky Ford. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.